We are now joined by U.S. Senator John Barrasso. Recently, Senator Barrasso has been very critical of the Obama administration because of its position on such things as new air standards as it applies to the coal industry and a number of other EPA-led provisions that he says will just kill jobs. Senator Barrasso joins us today from the cloakroom just outside of the U.S. Senate. Senator, to start with, why do you hate the environment?
You know, everybody in Wyoming loves the environment, loves our state, and we have a great tradition, Bob, 121 years of statehood by multiple use of the land, using our incredible resources, a lot of which are energy resources, also the land for grazing, hunting, recreation, still the most beautiful place in the world, and I think that the most responsible stewards of the land are the people of Wyoming who live right there.
I guess when I read some of your comments and listen to you, I'm wondering what you see specifically that would cost jobs, because I haven't seen that connection.
Well, there, you know, the rules and regulations that continue to come out of EPA, and specifically things that deal with the really go way beyond the original intent of the law, have real costs to those who are creating jobs, and the benefits, I think, are limited or theoretical, and we don't know exactly what they're going to be, but the costs are huge. A lot of it depends is related to Wyoming's coal. I was in Newcastle last weekend, Gillette a couple weeks before that. People are very concerned that the EP regulations are going to impact on Wyoming's ability to sell and ship coal. And as the EPA regulations are shutting down coal-fired power plants around the country, that's impacting people who have those jobs. And those are good jobs with good benefits, insurance, retirement. And a lot of those folks want their kids someday to grow up and have those jobs. So, you know, right now we're blessed in Wyoming. We have a robust economy. The unemployment rate is under 6%, you know, in the 5.45 range compared to the national numbers of over 8%. Wyoming has recently been listed as the best-run state in the country, and that's why I like to let the people of Wyoming make those decisions, not Washington.
Any chance, though, that the low sulfur coal, we would be able to take advantage of these new EPA regulations?
Well, you know, Wyoming has clean coal because of our low sulfur coal. But when the administration goes against the what's coming out of coal-fired power plants and they're closing across the country, that makes it harder to sell any coal and use any coal. And, you know, right now we want to make energy as clean as we can, as fast as we can, without raising costs for American consumers. And coal is the most available, affordable, reliable, and secure source of energy. We have all the sources of energy in Wyoming. We have incredible renewable energy with the wind. We have incredible abilities, I believe, to be more efficient in how we use energy as a society. But we have all the red, white, and blue energy, the oil, the gas, the coal, the uranium for nuclear power, and I want to make sure that we continue to use those.
Senator John Barrasso visiting with us. Senator, another question along those same lines is about renewable energy. We've been hearing a lot of our debate surrounding oil and gas and that sort of thing. Where are we with some of the tax incentives for wind energy and that sort of thing?
Yeah, one of the issues that happens in Washington is they approve something for a year and then it goes off and they don't approve it. And the wind issue has been, there have been incentives one year and then not another year. And Bob, this goes back to long before I even started in the Wyoming State Senate, when you and I would talk there off the Senate floor in Cheyenne. You know, it's not any way to have a long-term energy plan. We need a long-term energy plan. And find a way to use all of our resources in the way that you and I know and the people of Wyoming know they need to be used. When the president you know, says we need all of the above, I think that we need all of the above and not, as he had said under his plan, the electricity rates would necessarily skyrocket. The technology is going to continue to be developed long term, but for right now, I've introduced a bill, bipartisan, try to work with people on both sides of the aisle. Senator Manchin from West Virginia, who was as a governor, was at the time was a governor with Dave Friedenthal. They work closely because we're both from coal states. He and I have introduced, along with others, the American Alternative Fuels Act. So all of those things are ways that I think that we can use a broader brush to more energy sources.
You and Senator Hatch have some legislation. Could you just briefly share what's that about?
Yes. We just introduced it's called the WEST Act. I'm the chair of the Senate Western Caucus, and we have come out with an entire agenda to break down Washington's barriers to America's red, white, and blue jobs. And Senator Hatch, as part of that Western Caucus, he is the chairman of our Subcommittee on Public Lands, and this is a group of about 10 different key pieces of legislation that the House has already passed. These are going to be bills that will generate quality jobs, increase energy production, and they passed the House, and they've been blocked in the Senate by Harry Reid, and we're just trying to get that whole package of bills up for a vote and to the president, because we need to get America back to work.
Senator John Barrasso visiting with us. Senator, another thing that certainly creates jobs is highway money. And as we all know, that bill has been hung up in the House, and it just seems like we can't get a good transportation bill out of there. What is the prognosis for that? You're a doctor. Make a prognosis on where that goes.
Right now, the bill is a highway bill has passed the Senate. There's a separate one in the House, and the difference is the House bill includes in it the Keystone XL pipeline, the pipeline to bring oil from our northern neighbor Canada into the United States, instead of having to rely so much on Saudi Arabia. I mean, it just makes sense that we would want that oil into the United States. The president has blocked the pipeline being built because, as president, he gets to say what crosses the border into the United States. And one of the inclusions in the highway bill that's through the House is a component that deals specifically with that Keystone XL pipeline. It's not government money. They're talking about thousands and thousands of new jobs immediately in the production and construction of the pipeline, and yet the president has kind of dug in his heels on it, Bob, and said, no, I don't want it. Now, we tried to get it through in the Senate, and we picked up, it might have been a dozen Democrats who voted in a bipartisan way in favor of the Keystone XL pipeline. Right now, that's one of the sticking points on the highway bill, but I think there's general agreement that we need a highway bill.
It would make sense that you drop that and maybe fight that one another day, wouldn't it?
It does, to me, point to the president's obstruction of American energy jobs and red, white, and blue jobs, especially since this is, oil, it's a product that we need at gas prices going up, and I think I paid $3.46 in Casper last weekend. You know, Americans are feeling the pain at the pump when it costs $100 to fill up the pickup truck. They know that this is energy that we need. The president shouldn't be blocking it.
Senator Barrasso, last thing I would like to ask you about, we were talking about the Wolf legislation that Wyoming has finally gotten through. Governor Mead had mentioned to those of us in the media that he'd been talking with the delegation. Is there a chance that we could get legislation that Montana and Idaho got where people cannot sue on that issue?
That's exactly what we're working on, and the governor has been a champion on that. My position from the days working on this in the Wyoming legislature are that the Wolf ought to be under the control of Wyoming, not Washington, and that the Wolf has been devastating to our livestock and wildlife, and we need to get the kind of legislation that they have in those other states.
Does that sound like that could happen?
There are Democrats that continue to try to block that in the Senate. We're trying to get it attached to legislation that we can get passed.
Senator John Barrasso, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.